The Chemist Shop and Portal. The portal Mother's Little Helpers by Chiltern glass artist Hilton Hewitt is a beautiful stained glass panel paying homage to what used to be a very busy chemist shop owned by four hard-working pharmacists at 113 Main Street. Robert James Harvey opened his pharmacy in 1926 with his sideline being a dentist's surgery in the back room. Following in his father's footsteps, Robert Stuart Harvey took over the business. The Main Street building looked resplendent with its elaborate cedar display cases, coloured chemist bottles, numerous cedar drawers, mortar and pestles, and other pharmaceutical equipment. Preserving the old-world interior, Mr. Brian Blackie and his wife Trish purchased the shop in 1967, where Brian practiced being a bush pharmacist and developed his passion for photography and collecting cameras. On retirement in 2006, the Blackies handed over to the Meagles. Story has it, there are still used pharmacy prescription pads deposited in piles in cavities beside the front windows of the old shop. Mother's Little Helpers depicts various unusual drugs from all the years and the traditional chemist scales in colours to mirror the gorgeous lead light panels above the main window. Three shops after the old chemist shop. The former hairdresser's was an electrical goods and TV shop in the 1960s, run by Lionel Gilman. Margaret and John Cartner worked for him before they bought the grocer's shop. A Dr. John Salmon was there for a brief time also. Now let's look at Dublin House. Harry O'Brien was there in 1914. He was a stock and station agent. He sold farm produce and goods and was agent for many other companies. Ken McPherson followed him in the 50s and 70s. And it has been a gallery and nursery selling gifts, plants, handmade furniture and was a second-hand book exchange. In 1994, the shop sold clothing and a range of giftware that later became a dress shop called Hey There Gorgeous, run by Sharon Renshaw. Currently, we have seen a number of tenants in there selling mainly women's clothes and gifts. This is another beautiful building inside. Next door is the craft shop, which was originally George Audley's Murray Hardware in 1894, and then the Turners in the 1930s until the 1950s. Later, it became an electrical store, dry cleaning store, and then a fabric and dress shop. Passion Flora set up their business here before moving over the road to where James & Company is now. Roger Coulston's Gallery and Framers was also located here in the late 1990s.